The Computer Museum of America's Reclamation Project, recovering, restoring, and cataloging deteriorating hardware from computing's early history, surfaced alongside two artifacts that together sketch the social network of the field's founding generation. Los Alamos Rolodex cards from the Manhattan Project era, carrying traces of the people who built the first nuclear weapons, platforms, privacy, and the assumptions worth testing. And first large-scale scientific computing infrastructure, and the 1975 Altair basic source code written by Bill Gates and Paul Allen for a machine with 4 kilobytes of RAM. The optimizations required to make an interactive programming language fit that constraint are, by contemporary standards, nearly incomprehensible, and serve as a reminder that constraint-driven engineering has produced some of the most consequential software ever written. WebLLM, an open-source effort to run large language model inference directly in the browser using WebGPU, represents a contemporary version of that same constraint-driven ingenuity. Models that required data center class GPUs 2 years ago can reportedly run at interactive speeds on mid-range laptop GPUs through the browser today. The privacy case for local inference is intuitive. If queries and context never leave the user's device, sensitive inputs, mental health support, legal research, medical questions exist in a fundamentally different trust model than server-side processing. Ronin RX, a YCS26 company launching this week, is operating in exactly that kind of sensitive data territory. Personalized peptide and GLP-1 prescription services connecting patients with practitioners who can prescribe customized metabolic protocols. The Hacker News thread was notably cautious. Peptide compounds outside FDA approval occupy a regulatory gray zone, and the combination of AI-assisted personalization with off-label pharmaceutical prescribing is under active regulatory scrutiny. The privacy-first case for in-browser inference, meanwhile, deserves pressure testing. The assumption is that a user's device is a more trusted environment than a well-run server. That assumption is not universally correct. A WebAssembly or WebGPU model running in a browser shares an origin context with advertising trackers, browser extensions, and analytics scripts. A sophisticated adversary with code execution in that page context could potentially observe model inputs and outputs. Browser isolation between origins is robust. Isolation within an origin is not. A second assumption that client-side models deliver equivalent capability to server-side frontier models also requires examination. Models small enough to run efficiently in a browser are significantly less capable than the models available via server-side API. For safety-critical applications, medical questions, legal research, that capability gap may offset the privacy benefit in ways users do not fully account for. The right question is not solely where the compute runs, but what the full threat model is and what capabilities are being traded away to answer it. Poisson disk sampling, a technique for distributing points in space such that no two are too close together, producing organic-looking distributions rather than grids or pure randomness, appeared in the feed with a straightforward mathematical treatment that belies its range of application. Procedural texture generation in video games, sensor placement optimization, and statistical sampling design. A philosophical essay on the limits of digital environments versus embodied physical experience rounded out the day's less technical reading, arguing that certain categories of understanding are only accessible through direct engagement with the world. The argument is compelling in some domains, tactile knowledge, proprioceptive skill, and less so in others such as mathematical reasoning or complex system analysis, where the essay does not squarely engage with the distinction.